Mishnah according to Shmuel. And then the last thing that we saw on Sunday was the Lo Harei on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph according to Rav, where we moved up from the world of describing the Avot Mazikim and why they are Chayav, that would explain how we only had Mazik A in the Torah. We would not necessarily have known Mazik B, because Mazik A has a certain chumrah that we don't find in Mazik B. Then we moved over, according to Rav, when we're comparing Shor and Adam, to the Hilchoseihem. Ma ha-shor shemeshalem et lo-ri'i ha-shor shemekalem et sakofer, kiri ha-adam ein mesham et sakofer. Lo-ri'i ha-adam shechayev b'dal advarim, kiri ha-shor she'ein bo b'dal advarim. And we pointed out that the Rashba already explained that here we're dealing within the world of Rav with two Avos Mazikim that cannot be compared l'chora on the level of the description. Both of them have within them Kavonasa l'hazik, both of them have Hezeko and Matzui, both of them have Hanoa l'hezeko, and so if we're going to find a Kula or a Chumra, it's going to be within the Halachot. What we mentioned at the end of Shir last week is that Yitzachay, that the Halachot shows something about the character of the Av Mazik as well, that would take us perhaps beyond the local distinctions in terms of the overall question. What's the Mechayev? Is the Mechayev one of Shmira? Is the Mechayev one of the act of Nezik per se, etc.? Okay. Tosus over here, Kiri'i Adam Shein Meshalim Esakofer, the Riva has a question and an answer, and both of them to a certain degree are Omer Dorsheni. Hiksha HaRiva, my Chumra Zo, my Chumra, he's Zo. What is the Chumra that we find that Ashor is Meshalim Esakofer as opposed to Adam? Haida Ein Meshalim Esakofer, the fact that Adam doesn't pay Kofer, is, as Yaakov tell us, he asked the question on a different sugya, Mishum Dekamei Midraba Minei. V'tireitz D'Beshogeg Nami Pater Midatana D'Bechuskia. So the question is, what exactly is the question? So, in other words, given the fact that the reason is coming to Ravine, why does that take away from the fact that we have a Chumra by Shor that's Meshalim Esakofer, and Adam is not? Okay, so it's because of coming to Ravine. Why does that take away from the Chumra, A? And B, what is Tana de Bechizkiya? Tana de Bechizkiya is simply an expansion on Kamei Bidrabamine. Torah says, Make Behema Yishalmena, Make Adam Yumat, and Tana de Bechizkiya, just as in Make Behema, we don't distinguish between Shogeg and Mezid in terms of being Mechayev, so also in Make Adam, we don't distinguish between Shogeg and Mezid in terms of being Poter. But what does that have to do with the question that was asked? In other words, what changed over here? So this Tosfos L'chora can be understood on two planes. One, plane of Lamdus, and which we enjoy learning. And the other is L'chora, plane of Pshat, that, you know, sort of takes the air out of the balloon. So let's start with the Lamdus, and then move over to L'chora the Pshat. Okay. Yes?
Is the question, the same question about Tana B'chizkiya, that it should be a theory, but it's really not?
The question is, how did it answer the question? The question was, Kamei Midrabamine should not be a reason for a poter, and Tana de Bechizki is simply an expansion of Kamei Midrabamine. So if it's not a reason, how did we answer it? By expanding it. It's what over here. So the basic question that one has to ask, what the hakir that one would have, is how would one understand the principle of Kamei Midrabamine? That when a person is in a situation where there are two onshim on the table, we give him onesh that is more chamor, the rabbamine, and we exempt him from the onesh which is more kal. How do we understand that? And classically, we understand that we find in the Rishonim two different approaches. One approach is kamle b'drabbamine means that within the onesh hachamur, we already have the onesh hakal. Namely, that the onesh chamur of Misa clearly takes away from an individual all of his monetary value, all of his property. The moment he's dead, he doesn't own anything. So, in other words, he has on his head a dine nefashos and a monetary punishment. So when we give him the dine nefashos, basically we're also giving him the monetary punishment, and so there is no need to for double jeopardy. It's all included. This is found, in other words, the Rishon who states this is the Ramban, and the Ramban states it in a very, very succinct manner that I wrote up for you in the beginning of Maseches Makos. That only if lo yiyya ason anoshi adesh, but im yiyya ason, if there's going to be a death penalty, then there's not going to be a monetary punishment. That when we give the death punishment, when we have that on the table, that includes the mama. That is one way of understanding, yes?
Isn't that very hard for, I mean, you have, I think, is it Rava later in the Septa, who invokes Tenet Ravine regarding somebody who doesn't actually get killed,
Okay. So we'll come to that, yes. So that's, in other words, you're 100% correct. That's where we're heading to. Rashi, on the other hand, understands the din of Kamei D'Rabbanei totally differently. Again, according to the Ramban, Kamei D'Rabbanei means basically you're getting both punishments. And that's why there's no need to separately pay money, because it's included in one's death penalty. Rashi, in the sugya of Esnan Asra Torah Afilu Ba Al Imo, it's the Rashi which is quoted by the Ktzos, over there Rashi points out that Afilu Ba Al Imo, namely even when there is a Chiyuv Misa of Arayos, B'chol Zod, we have that if he goes ahead and gives her on his own, her wages, then that's considered to be an esnan and it's aser as a korban. Even though Rashi points out, afagavdi tava le bedina kamon ten li esnani lo machayevin anglei. Now it's that were the prostitute to demand in court her wages, we would not obligate the client. The hakam le midravimina he's chayev misa. However, ki yaveni ale esnanhu. Why? Alma b'makom misa nami ramu tashlumen alei. Namely, this is the opposite of the Ramban. No. Really, both punishments are on the table. Mamon is not included in misa. Ela en koach la'on shel b'shtayim. The din of kamei b'drabinei is a din within Bezdin. That mishum risha achas atamachayev oliyatamachayev mishum shtei rishuyos. That Bezdin can't give two punishments. Avo yedei shamayim lo yotza ad sheyishalem. In other words, however, clearly there is that payment on the table which is owed. It just can't be enforced by Bezdin. Kamei D'Ravinei is halacha that Bezdin can't enforce a payment of money when there is a payment when we have an ownership misa. De'ilo ramu tashlumi alei ki avin yalei mihavei esnan. The proof of the pudding is this sugya that we say that even when he's chayav misa, worried to give her the wages, it would be viewed as wages. But if there's no chiyuv, matana bi'almahu di'yoev lei. And similarly, gabi chosem nami, in a situation where there would be malkos and misa, in other words, so the tashlumen are there. The money is owed. I'm sorry, malkos and mamon, the money is owed. Ela she'en koach bi'ad bezdin la'on shel shtayim. That's the principle. So that's Rashi's approach. Then, as opposed to the Ramban, that the person is actually already getting both punishments. Within Rashi, we find that the punishments are on the table, but Bezdin can't enforce the punishment of Mamon. With these two understandings, l'chora, one could very well move over to Tosfos. Yes.
Just to clarify on the Ramban, is the Ramban saying that there's monetary punishment with the death penalty and also kofir? So then you're pater of kofir and you're gonna have to pay have the monetary and the death penalty. Is that what he's saying, or?
No, the Ramban. In other words, again, the question of the riva would be according to the Ramban. According to the Ramban, Hay de'ein meshalim es hakofer mishum dekamim midrabim minei doesn't mean that it's a kula. You're not paying the kofer. You're actually paying the kofer. When, in other words, the moment that you're chayav misa, when a person kills another individual and he's chayav misa, that includes the kofer. In other words, it's not a ptur from kofer. And since it's not a ptur, why view it as a kula? That the question of Tosfos, the question of the riva, would be within the understanding of kamei midrabinei of the Ramban. And then what is the riva's answer? The tirets to b'shogeg nami patra mitana de bechiskia. This is what Ben pointed out a moment ago. The moment that we have the din of tana de bechiskia, that you're going to be patur from the monetary payment even when there is no death penalty, that doesn't work out according to the Ramban. That all can only work out according to Rashi. Namely, the fact that we have Tana d'Bechizkiya, we have to reinterpret now the world of Kamay Midrabamine. That if Tana d'Bechizkiya is an expansion of Kamay Midrabamine, and in Tana d'Bechizkiya, we can't say that you are getting the punishment of kofar. There's no misa to include it in. So it must be that the two payments are on the table, and we exempt the individual from that from the payment. It's the moment that there is a chi of misa. It's an exemption. If it's an exemption, that's a kula. And so you can't learn out adam hamazik from shor, because shor, we have a chumra that you pay kofar. And Adam, in a parallel situation, when the victim is a dead individual, there is not going to be kofar, even if there's not going to be a death penalty. Namely, that the havamina of the riva and the maskana of the riva would be these two understandings of kamei d'rabbanei. Yes, Shmuel.
Would it be a problem for the Ramban, because Rabbi just said that it's not according to the Ramban, he's not potter, but doesn't the Gemara use the lashon of potter if he's potter in other places?
Correct, but the question is as to whether this p'tur is really a p'tur or means that it's simply not on the table. That, no, it's the Ramban would
not
say...
Not just say that it's that you're not paying the money, but it's not really a p'tur.
It's not a p'tur in the classic sense. I know it's that... many times we find that the Rambam will come up with a classification that Hilchos Shabbos there's a difference between Chayav and Potter and Mutter, but it doesn't fit into the Gemaras. It's the Rambam's own classification. So this is our classification. My nafka mina between these two approaches, namely, we gave the nafka mina, of course, Tana d'Bechizkiya would be a very, very classic nafka mina. What does Rashi point out as nafka mina between these two approaches? That Rashi has two nafkaminas. The first nafkamina he gave was that there's a chi of latzeis yidei shamayim according to his approach, namely the fact that their wages are on the table, but the beis din can't enforce it doesn't mean that those wages simply do not have to be paid. Lehefach, there's a chi of latzeis yidei shamayim, and that gives the wages the status of esnan, because when they're paid, it's not a matana. It's, in other words, it remains an esnan that's simply unenforceable. And secondly, if the woman were to take the initiative and grab it, itafas lo mafkina minei, because really the wages are owed, just they can't be enforced. So the woman decides, I'll enforce them. Right? This will be my act of enforcement. And then we say itafas lo mafkina minei. That's what comes out according to, in other words, but you understand that if we're working within the shita of the Ramban, there is no chi of latzeis yidei shamayim. It's already taken care of. There's no additional room for a monetary payment. And similarly, there's no inyan of itafas lo mafkina mine, itafas mafkina mine. Okay. So I sent you to the Ktzos because the Ktzos really brings in these two shitos, but with different names. First, he brings Rashi. He quotes the entire Rashi. And then he quotes the Maharshal, who disagrees with Rashi. That the Maharshal wants to make sort of a pshara. He says that when one is not receiving, when one is not receiving the actual death penalty, which could be the case of shogeg, that's one option, or it could be a case where it was mazed without hasra'ah, or it could be bisman hazeh, where there is no bezdin that can enforce dinei nefashos, then in Achinami, there would be a chi of latzeis yidei shamayim and itafas lo mafkina minei. However, in a case where the death punishment is actually received, then there is no chi of latzeis yidei shamayim and then itafas mafkina minei. Namely, that it appears that the Maharshal is going with the Ramban. Right, that the Maharshal is saying that when there is a death penalty, it's not an issue of the enforcement of Bezdin. When there's a death penalty, then the mamonos are included, so that you can't speak about a future latzeis yidei shamayim, about a future itafas lo mafkina minei. The payment kiviyachol has already been given via the death penalty. And the Maharshal brings a raya to this from a sugya in Sanhedrin, Andaf Ayin Beis, by the Ba Bamachteret. The Ba Bamachteret, Damav Berosho, were he to be caught in the act and killed, there would be he would be responsible for his own death. Namely, he puts a death penalty on his head. It would be mutter to kill him. So this is considered a halachic fulfillment of the death penalty. Namely, he basically put himself into a death penalty. And b'chol zot, the Gemara speaks about and the Gemara says that in that situation there would be no chiyuv latzis yedei shamayim and itafas mafkina mine. So what turns out is that the Maharshal really holds that kamei midrabe mine is like the Ramban, that it includes the monetary payment. When he says what then does the Ramban do with Tana de Bechizkiya? Tana de Bechizkiya, that's Rashi. Tana de Bechizkiya means that the two payments are on the table and we enforce one and we don't enforce the other. That's what comes out according to the Maharshal, namely that within the, in which we have over here basically Rashi, Maharshal, Ramban, Rashi, the Maharshal, and the Riva. In other words, we're dealing Kamle Vidurabba Minay and Tana Dvichiskiya. So the Ramban explains Kamle Vidurabba Minay that everything is included, Hakol Nichlal, and therefore there would be no Chiyuv Latzes Yidei Shamayim. And tfisa would not work. Itafas mafkinan mine. What will the Ramban do with Tana de Bechizkiya? We don't know. He doesn't tell us anything, what he holds in the case of Tana de Bechizkiya. Doesn't talk about it. Rashi says that in the case of Kama Midrabe mine, we have a din of Yesh Chiyuv Mamon. Ella bedin lo yachol lechayev, and that would leave us with yesh latzeis yedei shamayim and tfisa is a great option. Itafas lo machkin aminei, and this lechora would certainly explain also Tana de Bechizkiya. He would say Ditto to what he wrote over here in the case of Kama Midrabine. Moving over to the Maharshal distinguishes. He learns Kama Midrabine like the Ramban, and he learns Tana de Bechizkiya like Rashi. The Riva, in terms of his question, right? In other words, Riva has a Havamina. And a maskana. His maskana is Rashi, and his havamina is the Ramban. Right? In other words, that in the havamina, in other words, we define kama midrabine as everything is included, and so kama midrabine is certainly not a kula. In other words, the fact that kofar is, it's not that kofar is not paid. Kofar is paid. It's paid via the death of the individual. The maskana is no, that there is a chiyuv of kofar, and it's, the person is patur, where there is a din of latzeis yedei shamayim, there is a din of etc. That we see from Tana de Bechizkiya. So this is, in other words, okay, so this is what we have in terms of the lumdus of the sugya. Yes?
What is the yitapes?
In other words, the question is, if the individual to whom the money is owed is tofes, grabs the money, do we say mafkina mine? Does he have to return the money because he took something that was not coming to him? Or do we say itafas lo mafkina mine? He can keep the money. So within Rashi, since there is a chiyuv, just that Bezdin can't enforce it, but if the person enforces it on his own, itafas, then we say, go mafkinimin, they can keep it. But within the Ramban, the payment was already made. In other words, the moment that there's a death penalty, it means the payment was already made. So itafas lo mafkinimin. Itafas lo mafkinimin. According to the Ramban, itafas mafkinimin. We take it back from him. So the Maharshal points out that in a case of kamay midrabbine, really the Ramban is correct, and that's the sugya, he brings a raya from the din of Rodif, the din of Bama Mahteret. The Bama Mahteret, we have a situation where the death penalty person puts himself into a death penalty, and then the money is no longer owed. However, the Ramban says that if there is no actual death penalty, like the Tana de Bechizkiya, or that there was Mesid without Hasra'a, or we're dealing with Bisman Hazeh, then he would learn, like Rashi, then he would learn that there is a din of Latzisidei Shemayim, and that there is that Tana de Bechizkiya is not really an extension of Kama Mimidrabine. It's an extension technically, but it has an entirely different structure. It has an entirely different structure.
Meaning, he wants to extend it to other things that aren't misa. Tana de Bechizki is extending Kama Mimidrabine to other things that aren't misa.
Tana de Bechizki extends Kama Mimidrabine to a case of shogeg where there really is no death penalty. So in that situation, we can't use the Ramban's logic. So that's what the Riva pointed out. That the moment we have Tana de Bechizkiya, we are changing our understanding from the Ramban's understanding of Kama Midravine to Rashi's understanding. If you want to, Rashi's sort of working in this direction that we see from Tana de Bechizkiya what will be in Kama Midravine. That's the way the Riva says it. The moment we have Tana de Bechizkiya, then that will impact on how we view Kama Midravine itself. Okay, all of this is the understanding of the Maharshal according to the Ktzos. And I just put down for you underneath Rashi, there's an Asivas HaMishpat Al Atar over there in Choshe Mishpat, where at the end of Sif Katan Beis, the Asivas HaMishpat disagrees with the Ktzos. Tana Talanami Buki Srike B'Maharshal, the Vade Afar Maharshal Mode, the Afilu Iavdinim Lehachumra. Chayev Lotzei Sidei Shamayim. In other words, that according to the Nesivos, the Maharshal over here also learns like Rashi. The Maharshal learns like Rashi over here as well. This is the Ktos. This is the Nesivos. The Nesiva says that Rashi always holds that there is a chiyuv, that the Maharshal always holds that there is a chiyuv lotzei sidei shamayim, the ha'esnan asra Torah, afilu bo al imo, b'meizid v'hasra, v'chem b'metzi amrina, the chosein pipara, the loku v'meshalim, lotzei sidei shamayim, raklin yan tfisa kasa svarazo. According to the Nesiva Samishpat, the whole chiddush of the Maharshal was in terms of tfisa, that he distinguishes between the world of tfisa and the world of Lotzei Sidei Shamayim. That Lotzei Sidei Shamayim means that there is a real chiyuv on the table. In terms of tfisa, not every case where there's a chiyuv do you have a right to be tofisit. And self called self, if you think about it, what is tfisa? Tfisa is a concept of Ovid Inish Dina Lenafshei. I'm going to take the law into my own hands. But if the law is that Beis Din can't enforce it, so you can't enforce it either. Namely, if Yitachin, that Tfisa can't go beyond Beis Din. That which Beis Din could do, so Tfisa says, why go to Beis Din and go through the whole process? I'll just grab it. But maybe if we were to come to court and they couldn't enforce it, maybe you can't, there's no din of Tfisa either. So in any case, the Sivas disagrees with the understanding of the Ktzos. But as I pointed out, this is the way, to the best of my knowledge. I didn't listen to Rav Ben Moshe Shir, but I would assume that this is the lumbus of the Riva, the two sides. But there is another understanding of the Riva, which is found in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, which may be what the Rivua really meant. Kiri'i adam she'ein meshalem kofer, mishum dekamle midrabamine. V'im tomar, this is Rivua's question, adaraba, chomer hu ligabe she'eino meshalem kofer, lefi shehu neherag. V'yesh lomar, debeshogeg name patur, minitana debechizkiya. What over here is the understanding of the Tosfos HaRosh of the Rivua's question and answer? In other words, the Gemara said, you had the Torah only had Shor and not Adam, we couldn't have learned that Adam from Shor. Why? Because in the world of Shor, who kills a person, there is Kofir. In the world of Adam, there is no Kofir. And so Shor has one up on Adam, so we couldn't learn out Adam from Shor.
So you know the wrong way.
So the Rivua says, what do you mean Shor has one up on Adam? But the Shor, the owner, only pays Kofir. And Adam, the person, is killed. That's a chumrah. And it was why view kofir as a chumrah? Being killed is the chumrah. That's the question. In Torah, adarav a chomer hu legabei Adam is. In other words, if we say that shor is chayav because there's kofir, kavachomer Adam where there is misa kavachomer. Again, our Gemara wants to compare. Our Gemara wants to compare shor shehizik shor. And Adam, Shehizik Shor. And the Gemara says that had the Torah only told us that when a Shor hurts a Shor, you're Chayav, we couldn't have learned out from that when Adam hurts a Shor, you're Chayav. Why? Because this Shor, Shehizik Shor, there is Kofir, Ilu Harag Adam. While in Adam, Sheharag Shor, in other words, there would be no Kofir. Ilu haragadam. In other words, you can't learn a kal v'chomer from Shor to Adam because Shor has one up on Adam. Shor has a chomer of kofir. So Tosfos Peretz says, what do you mean Shor has one up kofir? In this case, why is there no kofir? Because he's neherag, because he's killed. If you're going to ask, had Adam killed the person or Shor killed the person, which is more chamor? Shor, because of his kofir? Mapitam, Adam is more chamor. He's neherag. So how could the Gemara call kofir a chumra? So that the Rivua answers, not the raya wasn't from the case of neherag, the raya was that from the din of Tana de Bechizkiya. In Tana de Bechizkiya, there's no neherag and there's no kofir. That's a kula. That's what the Gemara is bringing. He says you can't learn out Adam from Shor, because Shor has one up. That had a Shor killed a person, there'd be kofir. And had an Adam killed a person without a death penalty, Tana de Bechizkiya, there would have been no kofir. That's the kula. Yitzchak Ma'od that the Rivua was working within the pshat, I call it the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, rather than the lamdus of understanding comes to Rabbi Neir according to Rashi, the Ramban, the Maharshal, the Nesivos, etc. Tov. Okay, that's the first part of Tosfos. Comes along the Ri, Omer Ri, the Lav Pircha Hiklo. The question of the Riva should never get off the ground. The Riva brings in Kamle Midrabine. Kamle Midrabine is irrelevant in terms of Kofir. It has nothing to do with our Sugya. The reason that a person doesn't pay kofir is not because of kama midrabine. V'kan nami ein shayach lahaskir tana de bechizkiya. And tana de bechizkiya also has nothing to do with the world of kofir. Tana de bechizkiya is an expansion of kama midrabine. And kama midrabine has nothing to do with kofir. Why? The lekaman perak beis mashma, the ilav kra de olav lo ha'adam ha'vayelfin an adam mishar. She is chayev mezid misa v'kofir. The only reason that a person doesn't pay kofir when he kills another individual is because the Torah says, im kofir yushas alav. That in the case of Shor, there's a din of kofir, alav. Mashma to exclude Adam. Had there not been that pasuk, the Gemara's mashma, that if a person killed someone else, he would have a chayev misa, and he would pay kofir to the family. Yischayev misa v'kofir ume alaf patrile v'afilu b'shogeg dumia l'chor. That should be the shore. No, is that what it says in the footnote? Dumiya Deshor. Yeah, not Deshor. Dumiya Deshor. I corrected it in my own Gemara, but I didn't realize that it was chavin to the Hagolas Vitzuyunim. Okay. Dumiya Deshor. The Ein Mezid Leshor. In other words, just as in Shor, we have no difference between Mezid and Shogeg, so also in Adam, and so the Kofar, had it not been for unique Pasuk, we would have had Kofar in the world of Adam. V'tana b'chizkiyah d'potar filo shogeg, haynu mamon shehizik b'sh'as chiyuv misa. Mamon shehizik b'sh'as chiyuv misa. Namely, the Tosis over here is giving us a rule. When do we apply kamlei midurav aminei, and when don't we apply kamlei midurav aminei? We apply kamlei midurav aminei to a case of where there's a chiyuv mamon. His language is Mamon Shehizik. Mamon Shehizik Vishas Chiyuv Misa. Vishas Chiyuv Misa. And this excludes Kofar. That Kofar is not the above. Kofar is not Mamon Shehizik Vishas Chiyuv Misa. What does the Ri mean? Why, according to the Ri, is there no din of Kamei Midrabimine by Kofar? The Ri posits it. He has a raya from a Gemara that we have a Gzeres HaKosuf. L'chora, if we would have had a din of Kamei Midrabimine, there'd be no need for Gzeres HaKosuf. But what's the how over here is Kofar not considered to be Mamon Shehizik Bish'as Chiyuv Misa? Isn't that exactly what Kofar is? That there's a payment of money? Bishas Chiyuv Misa. What's the chisaron of Kofar? Why is Kofar not Mamon Shehizik Bishas Chiyuv Misa? Yes?
Bishas implies a coincident, how do I say this? That they're coincidental.
Correct.
But that's not the din in Kofar. Kofar is because of the act that he killed the guy.
Okay, so there are two Perushim over here, the Perush of the Maharam, which Benayahu is giving us, and the second Perush, Chora, is that of Tosfos, elsewhere. What's the Perush of the Maharam? Maharam says, what's the classic case of Kamlei Midrav Aminei? I am killing someone by stabbing him through his shirt, and he is wearing a shirt that cost $40. And so when I stabbed him, A, I killed him, and B, I caused him a loss of $40. So we say in that the Kamei Midrabimine, the court, when we have the Chiyuv of Misa, is going to ignore the Chiyuv of Mamon. With the two understandings, either it's included in the Chiyuv Misa, or it's simply unenforceable. But that's the normal case, right? Or we have a situation, we apply Kamei Midrabimine. Okay, that's a classic case. However, over here, we don't have two chiyuvim that happen to coincide. Kamei Midrabimine is Mamon Shehizik Bishas Chiyuv Misa. We have one chiyuv of Mamon Shehizik, and we have a second chiyuv of Misa. And the two coincide. Then you have Kamei Midrabimine, when these two come bevasachas. Here, we have one Maisa Misa that could have two results in terms of onesh. We have two onshim on the same act. That the Misa will bring about a Chiyuv Misa. That the killing someone will bring about a Chiyuv Misa, and killing someone will bring about as well a Chiyuv of Kofar. That's not Kamei Midrabimine. Maybe really you do get two punishments for that same crime, unless we have a Pasuk to exempt you. And over here we have a Pasuk to exempt you. That's the Maharam, right? That's what you saw in the back of the Gemara. However, how does Tosfos himself learn in Psachim, in Ksuvos, yes?
Tosfos himself and say that you only do Kamei Midrabimine if it's a revealed Misa?
If it's
a revealed Misa?
No, a slightly different. I quoted to you the Tosfos in Ksuvos. Ha ditanan hasam, ha ochel trumas chametz bepesach bishogeg. Okay? You ate chametz, that was also truma, on Pesach, and accidentally, Meshalem Karen Vachomesh. However, B'mezid Patra Min HaTashlumen. Again, a person who eats chametz on Pesach, he is chayev kares. When, if you're chayev kares, we have a din of Rav Nechunya. Rav Nechunya says that we apply the din of kamei midrabbinei not only to a chi of Mises Bezdin, but also to the world of kares. So, Mefarish b'gemara, b'mezid patur, kamei midrabbinei, kirav Nechunya. So the question is, if so, why should you pay when you're a shogeg? Don't we have the din of Tana de Bechizkia? Like, what's going on over here? What? In other words, if we're applying kamei midrabbinei, it should apply both shogeg and mezid, not only mezid. V'yesh lomar, the shiny shogeg de truma, mishum de tashlumen didei kapara v'lo mamona. The whole din of kamei midrabbinei only applies to mamon, not to kapara, not to a payment of atonement. And the unique halacha that we find, but when a person eats truma b'shogeg, is that he is chayev not compensation, he is chayev kapara. He is chayev to atone for a sin. That's what he points out. Kedamin meseches trumos. Imrotza kohen limchol, eno yochol limchol. This is not the truma doesn't belong to the kohen. The truma belongs to Hashem. The kohen mishulchan gavoa ka'asu. If a person eats truma b'mezid, so then he's chayev misi b'dei shamayim. If he eats truma b'shogeg, he's chayev keren v'chomesh. Keren v'chomesh is not compensation. Keren v'chomesh is atonement. The kohen can't be mochel, lo have mamon, ela kapara. Afilu achal trumas atzmo. Let's say you have a person who was mafrish truma, and he ate it. This is his truma. Then he didn't steal from anyone. The lo gazal midei mishalem kapara laatzmo vechomesh lekohen velefit lekach lo shayach kimle midrabine lepotro mikapara. Now, what's coming midrabine deals with punishments of bezdin. So we say that bezdin can't give two punishments for the same crime. But if we're not dealing with a punishment, we're dealing with an atonement. So bezdin will give the misa as a punishment. And then, or the misi b'dei shemayim, or the kares, when there is such a thing, and then there would be an atonement that would have to still be paid. The atonement is not included in any way in the misa; it's not included in Tana Debei Chizkia. So, not only can this be applied to our case to kofar, but Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz later on actually does that. If you look in the Shita, if look in, and again, Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz says it black and white. The way it's quoted in the Shita Mekubetzes, Masha Pirish read the Dmei Neherag Dafka Lan Me Olav, Hainu B'Toras Kofer, the Patrinan Me Olav, Mishum De Lo Shayach Le Miftar Mishum Kamei Drav Minei, B'Mamon She'imo, the Ha Kofer Kaparahi. We have a Gemara on Daf Memam and Aleph, Kofer Kufra. That Kofer is not a monetary punishment. It's not compensation to the family for the death of their loved ones. Kofer is an atonement. It's a payment of atonement of the individual. Kamei midrabbinei does not apply to the world of atonements. So the Maharam points out that kamei midrabbinei can't apply to kofar because it's not a coincidental damage. It's a punishment which is minei ube, comes from the same avera. But Tosfos hold that the reason that we don't apply kamei midrabbinei to kofar is because it's a kapara, and that's what it means. You're chayev on mamon sheba mishum hezek, not on a kapara that comes because of the hezek. Originally, I wrote down for myself that I saw this in Rav Shimon Shkup has chidushim on Baba Kama, but then I found it in Tosfos himself. In other words, you don't have to bring in Tosfos from Sachim and Tosfos from Ksuvas. That the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis later on in the sugya says this black and white. It was the Tosfos Ben Peretz and stuff. Bem Gimel Beis Dira Maskel Kagon Shehitzis Begufo Shel Eved. The Kam Le Midrabi Minei. Tema Holo Shaya Kam Midrabi Minei Linyan Liftar Midmei Ha Neherag Kenemuchach Leel. The Hasam Nafka Ptur Min Me'asari. That previously, when it said that we don't, that lo shayach p'tur kama yidraminei, haynu dafka linyan kofer, the kofer kaparehi, kofer kaparehi, v'afilu lesle nichsei muto olav achiyuv, hilkach, in other words, etc., etc. That we, in other words, that kama yidraminei, in other words, you're, it's not going to remove a chiyuv of korban, it's not going to remove any chiyuv of kapara. Okay, so that's Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz. This given that kofer, I'm sorry, the kama yidraminei does not apply to kofer, either according to the Maharam or according to Tosos, each of them for their own reasoning. Rabbi Kiva Eger al Atar in the Gilin Hashas points out that not everyone agrees with this. That Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes Ayin Rashi Daf Yud Amid Aleph Dibur Masko Masha'en Kain Ve'esh. We look over there in Rashi. Rashi says, "Eish lo chayev ba sreifas adam, haya lo livroach, v'im kofusu hamavir chayev misa v'kamle midrabamine." That we apply kamle midrabamine even to the world of kofir, which is that's a discussion of the Gemara. That the Gemara says that shor is more chamor than eish, because of the chiyuv of kofer, shor mishalim kofer, as opposed to esh, mashen kim esh, and esh is no kofer. Rashi says, why is there no kofer in esh? Because of kamei midrabim in it. Okay, so Rashi over here, in other words, we don't know whether Rashi holds like the Maharam, whether Rashi holds like the other Tosos. Why? In other words, what is this agreeing with? Is he disagreeing with the Maharam, or is he disagreeing with the other Tosos, or is he disagreeing basically both of them? Yes?
Meaning the Riva also disagrees with the Riva.
And so in other words, namely that the Re asked the question on the Riva, why are you bringing Kama Midrabine? Kama Midrabine has nothing to do with Kofar. The Riva will say, I learn like Rashi. Right? In other words, that Rashi is the source of the Riva. 100%. Rashi is the source of the Riva. The Riva is working according to Rashi, that there is Kama Midrabine even in kofer. And then the Rabbi Kiva Eger continues, not only does Rashi hold that way, but Ayin Sefer Yireim L'Ra'im, that Rav Eliezer Mimitz, the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, who wrote a Sefer HaMitzvos called Sefer Yireim, he also disagrees with the Re's assumption that there is no kofer, there's no Kamid Rabbanei in kofer, that the Yireim quotes the Drusha of Olav in a totally different context. Look together in the Yireim. You have it, you know, I photostated it for you on the other side of the page, or the original Maror Makomos. He points out that he quotes the din, in other words, the Yireim in Siman Reish Sadi Gimel is dealing with Esnan Osra Torah Afilu Baal Imo, that we have an Iser to bring an Esnan Zona to the Beis HaMikdash. Even in situations of kamli midrabimine, in the middle he says v'hainu taima de itzdirichlu miuti babakama adam pater mikofer tkidachsiv kol rashi yushas olav. Why do we need a gzeras hakasuv of olav in the world of kofer? Don't we have a din of kamli midrabimine? So he answers itzdirichlu miftere midine shamayim. In other words, we pointed out that post kamli midrabimine, we could still have a din of Sidei Shemayim, you could still have a din of Tfisa, and so the Olav comes to say that there is no Chiyuv, even Latsei Sidei Shemayim. But on the level of Chiyuv Adam, that's the din of Kama Midrabimine. Namely, that there is no, it's not that the Gzeras HaKosov obviates Kama Midrabimine. The Gzeras HaKosov comes after Kama Midrabimine. After Kama Midrabimine removed the Chiyuv of the bidine adam of paying the esnan comes along the olav or comes along or paying kofer comes along the olav and says not only is there no chiyuv bidine adam there's also no chiyuv latzeis yidei shamayim. So we have then we have We have Rashi, we have the Rav Eliezer Mimitz in the Sefer Yerayim, we have the Riva, all of whom assume that the din of Kamla Midravinei applies to Kofar. The Ri is the one who says it doesn't, and we gave the two explanations for the Ri, either the Maharam's explanation or the explanation of Tosfos. Tov, let's just review that which we have already seen, but very, very briefly. The Gemara then points out that the Mishnah, according to Rav, relates to Shor and to Adam. And the Mishnah concludes, Hatzad HaShav HaShebehem Shedarkon Lahazik. Is this really true? V'chishor Darko Lahazik. According to Shmuel, it's beautiful. According to Shmuel, Darko Lahazik is Shein. Darko Lahazik is Regel. But Karen, Karen Darko Lahazik, that Rav includes Karen also in Shor. So the Gemara answers, B'muad. B'muad Darko Lahazik, Kevin Diyayid, Urchehu. That this is assuming that the process of Yud is the process of Muad, is the process of turning an act which is Mishuna into an act of Urchei. Adam Darko Lahazik? So Gemara answers, B'yashen. Yashen Darko Lahazik, Kevin de Kayefu Pashit, Urchehu. So Tosus over here quotes Yerushalmi that the Yashen is not always Chayev. He's going to be Chayev when he went down and slept next to someone else's body or slept next to someone else's vessels and then he broke them in his nightmare, then we say he's Chayev. However, if first he went to sleep, Im Yoshan, and then vessels were put down next to him and he broke them, then Patur. What happened to the principle of Adam Muad Me'olam? So here we have Machlokas, Tosus, and the Ramban. What did Tosus say? Not over here. Tosus, but Tosus later on, Dafkav Zayin. That Adam Muad La'olam means that there is a degree of Pshia. And therefore, even if Muad La'olam, but not in the case of Ones Gomor. If a hurricane were to pick up the person and throw him onto someone's kelim, then the person would be Patur, according to Tosos. The Ramban says, that's not what La'olam means. La'olam means across the board. Adam is always Chayev for his behavior, for his actions. It's not a question over here of negligence. It's a question of his being responsibility for his actions, not for his negligence. So how does the Ramban understand the Yerushalmi? But exactly the language of Tosis over here, right? Shehem Garmelo, that the Nizak brought it upon himself, that the victim of Adam HaMazik, he put himself in harm's path. And that's where the Ptur comes from. So this we already discussed, that the machlokes between the Ramban and Tosfos is basically in terms of the nature of the chiyuv of Adam HaMazik. Is Adam HaMazik part of a general world of shmira? I have to watch my animals, I have to watch myself, or no, is Adam HaMazik have nothing to do with the world of shmira, but simply I'm responsible for my own actions under all circumstances, unless the Nizik brings it upon himself. Okay. Then the Gemara simply was bothered by the phrase Ushmirasan Alecha, Adam Shmiras Gufo Alav, right? Not Alecha, and so it changes the girsa to Hachanami Tini Shmiras Gufo Alav. Okay. Then the Gemara has an unusual Hava Mina, which is interpreted differently by different Rishonim. Maskif La Rav Mari. Ve'ema, once already Rav and Shmuel are giving options, hypotheses for what mava means. Maybe mava means neither shein like Shmuel, nor does mava mean adam like Rav. Maybe ema mava zehamayim. Maybe we have over here a new avmazik called mayim, and that's mava kidichsiv. And I have a pasuk that would seem to imply that in Yeshayahu. Kichdoach, and we pointed out that, you know, it's even though Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah Yalfinam, but this is a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma, that Kichdoach Eish Hamasim Mayim Tiv'eh Eish Lo'diya Shimcha Le'tzarecha B'pnei Goyim Yirgazu. In other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring an open punishment on the Goyim that will be obvious that he's bringing it. And this is going to be a punishment which is going to be so obvious to the degree that fire melts items, melts metals, and to the degree that water and fire create bubbles. So so we have the concept of tiv'e, which relates to water, and the Mishnah says mava. So maybe we're talking over here about mava. So the Gemara says miksiv mayim navu tiv'e eshksiv, that the verb tiv'e doesn't refer to the water, refers to the fire. Okay, so then the Gemara moves on. Well, then maybe mava is esh v'chule. The question is, how seriously should we take this Havamina? So here we have a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos and the Rashba. Which of these Rishonim say not to take it too seriously? I mean, as a real option. Let's look at the Rashba together. Hoda akshina. Eima mavese hamayim. Lav lememra shi yischayev benizke hamayim. No one ever really had a havamina that water is an avmazik. Baharaya demayim loksive vikra. We need a pasuk. You need a pasuk. Adam has a pasuk. A pasuk by Geneva, a pasuk in Parshas Emor. Shor has psukim all over the place. Shein has psukim. Regel has psukim. We have no pasuk for mayim. And it was certainly, it was never meant to be an av. He's sending an animal. So clearly, Mayim is not included in Veshilach. Mayim has no pasuk. Va'od mayim hechidami. Also, the issue that Tosfos raises in terms of it goes against the rules of Nezikin. It appears to be grum ba'alma. Ella, how do you learn the Gemara? Hachi kakashale. Hai lishna detana eino barur. In other words, what Rav Murray is turning to Rav and to Shmuel and says, how do you have the audacity to tell us what mava means? Mava means shame. Mava means Adam. The phrase mava is totally ambiguous. We're dealing with a totally ambiguous phrase. Lo la Adam, lo la shein, da'af lemayim ve'esh yesh lesapko. V'haya lo l'shanos l'shan mavurar l'shein o Adam. Namely, Rav Murray is telling Rav and Shmuel, how do you with certainty say that the Mishnah is referring to Shein, or say the Mishnah is referring to Adam? The Mishnah as well could refer to Esh, it could refer to Mayim. The word Mava is a very amorphous term. And so, you know, it's, how can you be certain? That's his question. Not that really there is an Av Mazik taught called Mayim, but he's just pointing out that the phrase Mava has many, many, many meanings in many places in Shas. And therefore, maybe we'll just pick up our hands and say, we don't understand. We don't know what Rav Yehuda Nasi was referring to, rather than plugging in Shein, or rather than plugging in Adam, and then working out the entire sugya, Lishi Tatam. That we're not really gaining anything, because we could have understood Shein as part of Shor, like Rav does. We could have understood Adam as coming in later in the Mishnah, like Shmuel does. In other words, that it's a question of Pshat in the Mishnah, and Rav Murray is saying there's no way of knowing what Pshat in the Mishnah is. However, even though that's the way the Rashba learns, Rashi and Tosfos took this very, very seriously and actually went into an explanation of all of the permutations that would come about once we have an Avmazik called Mayim. Namely, we'd have to ask ourselves, at what point are we dealing with? When the water is flowing, when the water is already still, and Tosfos searches for the Pasuk. Right? To the beginning of Tosfos, V'im tomar heichlan ksiv mayim b'torah, v'yesh lomar v'shilach, v'cheinu omer v'shilach mayim al p'nei chutzos. Af al pi d'shilach b'iro b'behema mayri, as the Rashi pointed out, mikom akom mayim nami mishtame minei, mida'afki rachmana b'behema v'loshon v'shilach. And we'd say you could learn out more than one thing from the word. You could learn out both regel and mayim. V'ha, the el, in other words, the boy, b'mayim mukminim le, v'lomotzi mukminim b'mayim, the chinami mukmis b'mayim, yislan lukmei b'milei d'shur. Since it has more than one meaning, the Gemara over there wanted to know what was the meaning in the context of shur. But clearly, it could also have the meaning of mayim. So Tosas took it seriously, that yitachein, that there, Rav Mori was asking, maybe there is this new av mazik called mayim, and this is knocked down because the pasuk of Nive doesn't relate, the verb doesn't relate to mayim, but to esh. Okay. But then the question is, if we have this mazik, what are we referring to? At what point are we referring to it in terms of it's doing damage? Here we have machokes Rashi and Tosos. Rashi says, Eima maveze hamayim, she'im shofech adam meimav l'rishus harabim, uba acher, v'nitnefu kelav, chayav hashofchan. According to Rashi, at what stage are we dealing with? Is the water currently in motion, or is it still? It's still, right? That the person poured his water in, and after he poured the water, then someone came by. What question should you ask on Rashi? Isn't this bor? So what does Rashi answer? He gave the answer.
King.
Nachon. Had it been bor, it would have been pater on Caleb. The Torah established a new avmazik called mayim to be mechayev on Caleb. In other words, so there's room, there is room within the rubric. We have two types of stationary mazikin, bor and mayim. In bor, we have a drasha, shor velo adam, chamor velo kelim, and in mayim, we have no such drasha, that we're dealing with a different form of a stationary mazik, which is created by man. Okay, that's a havamin according to Rashi. Tosos, however, said, v'yimtom arhani mayim hechidami, I de mishkal alei bitka de maya. Tosos is assuming that we're dealing with water in flow, water in action. So if we're dealing with a person who opens a dam, he opens the faucet, right? He takes away the monea. That's called koach rishon. Right? I mishkal alei bitka demaya ube koach rishon. Kochohu. What does it mean, kochohu? What avamazik is that? That's adam. There's no difference between someone shooting an arrow and opening a dam. That's koach rishon. V'i v'koach sheni. And if you want to say, no, this is already after the water flows out of the dam and then hits a barrier and then moves on its own. It's a koach sheni. It's a ricochet. So that's grama ba'almahu. Kidam rinan ba'anisrafim. We have such situations in terms of murder where you murder someone with a ricochet and that's considered to be koach sheni and it's grama and you're patur. So Tosis answers the same way Rashi did. V'yishlamar the mayri b'koach sheni v'kamashbalan the koach sheni nami chayav. That would be the chiddush of this avmazik. The chiddush of this avmazik would be that sometimes we're going to have an adam who is chayav on koach sheni. That this is the that in the world of nezikin you'd be chayav in koach sheni. That's the way Tosis learns. Had this havamina stood up, that we would have this avmazik. This, in other words, there is a certain anomaly within Tosfos, again, because it's all the Hava Mina, we don't really discuss it, but Tosfos, to a certain degree, is comparing apples and oranges. And that's what the, yes?
Would we just say that Mayim, if it was flowing, would be Derech Lahazik, versus if it wasn't, it wouldn't be Derech Lahazik? Like, could you make that?
Water in Rishus, in other words, I don't know why water when it's standing still is not derech lahazik. You know, it's people walk into puddles and they get dirty and it's
ruin someone's shoes.
What?
You walk, somebody walks through the puddle, they ruin their shoes. That's
derech lahazik. You know, I don't think that would be a problem. But over here, the issue is a little differently. The issue is what the Gra points out in Yoredeya. In Yoredeya. In Hilchos Shchita, in Perek Gimel, once upon a time, we used to learn Hilchos Shchita. Okay, so to be Yotzei Yoredei requirement. Once upon a time, they also learned Hilchos Treifos. That was before my time. But in my time, even when I was still not just learning, but teaching, so we, you know, it's Hilchos Shchita is Yoredei Chelek Aleph. So in Siman Gimel of Yoredeya, it speaks about the fact, Afilu hipil hasakin biyado o biraglo shelo bekavana klal v'shachat shchitaso kshera. That as long as the person did an act of putting this sakin into motion, if it would turn out that this sakin would shecht an animal, that's considered to be a shchita kshera. Nafla me'atzma, however, if the sakin simply fell because of gravity, psula. The be'inan koach gavra. We need that the person play a role in giving, in other words, in physics, there's a concept called vector, in which you give motion, in other words, it could be more than one vector, but in other words, if the person is also involved in establishing, initiating the motion of this sakin, that's considered to be koach gavra. And therefore, okay, v'chein. What about the case im haya sakin munach b'cheiko ubiyado, that the sakin is on your lap, v'naflo miyado o mecheiko shelo b'kavana, the person got up. He was unaware the sakin was on his lap, and he stood up, and the sakin fell down. K'naflo me'atzma domi upsula. That this is not considered to be koach gavra. Koach gavra means the person is aware that he is putting motion into the sakin. He may not be aware of the shchita. The shchita itself can be shelo b'kavana. In the world of kachim, you need kavana. Otherwise, it's misasik. But in the world of chulin, the shchita can be shelo b'kavana, but the person had to have kavana to put the sakin in motion. Now, let's say a person has a sakin shchita, and he's playing bows and arrows, and he shoots the sakin as an arrow, and an animal walks by, and it checks the animal. That's considered to be a valid shchita, because the person put it into motion, b'koach gavra, with an intent of motion. That's all that you require, okay? But if it simply fell below kavana, then that's not koach gavra. What would be the halacha if a person has a stone on his lap, and he stands up? He wasn't aware he had a stone on his lap. And the stone falls on a vase and breaks it. What's the halacha? Chayev. Why?
Because of his koach.
No, not because of his koach. That's not koach gavra. Koach gavra, we said, means you need intent. Why are you chayev? Because it's your maisa. It's namely, in the world of nezikin, you do not require koach gavra. In the world of nezikin, anything which is a result of your action is chayev. That's the result of your action. Not because of koach, it's a result of your action. Now, again, you know, where it's the, namely, and this is what the Gra points out, lo dummy, this is not similar to self-perek based baba kama, benezikin, hayesa evan munach, hasven nafla, benezikin chayev. What's the difference between nezikin and shchita? Dekan, here in shchita, be'inan, koach gavra. Where else do you require koach gavra? By Retzach, by murder, you require Koach Gavra. That's the Gemara that Tosus quotes in Sanhedrin, right? Koach Rishon, Koach Sheni, that's Misa. But we're dealing over here on the Dalet Amid Beis with the world of Nezikin. Namely, Tosus is bringing in terminology, Koach Rishon, Koach Sheni, which is meaningful to the world of Shchita. It's meaningful to the world of Retzach, but it's not meaningful to the world of Nezikin. In the world of Nezikin, it's enough if you have a ma'aseh. And that in the world of what Tosis pointed out, that we call koach sheni grama, that's in the world of Retzach. But in the world of Nezikin, when we speak about grama ba'alma we're not talking about in the world of Nezikin koach sheni, we're talking about something occurs after a period of time, a delayed reaction. It's a different definition of grama. This is all pointed out by Reb Chaim. That's the Reb Chaim that I sent you to in Hilchos Shcheinim. See over there, Reb Chaim was bothered that Hinei Tosis to Sanhedrin Hikshu Lamando Amar Isho Mishum Chitzav. If we view fire as being the continuity of a person's behavior, Lama Benafla Sakin Miyado V'Shachta Shchitas Apsula. It's chitzav. It's the maisa of the extension of the maisa of the person. So Reb Chaim says, "V'nira lomar The be'emes after amrinan isha mishum chitzav aval zelo hare chidesh lan rak tahave ki'ilu hu ba'atzmo asa tamaisa. In the world of Nezikim, you need a maisa. And so we call the chetz the extension of his maasa. Aval zelo, aval ze hare lo matzinu kral b'chitzav shi'achashav k'naasa ha'maasa mikocho. Kocho is a different matter. In other words, elachashav shu asa ha'maasa b'yadayim. But not she'asa b'kocho. So in chiyuve mamon unafashos de be'inan, in chiyuve mamon, right? De be'inan rak she'yase hu es ha'maasa. Aval kocho lo be'inan kral. Ulefikach sha'parminan isha mishum chitzav, da-da-da-da-da. Mashenkin b'shchita b'inan koach gavra dafka. In other words, that there is a difference between the world of Nezikin and the world of Retzach or the world of Shchita. In Retzach and Shchita, we have a din of, we need Kocho, and we need Koach Gavra. And Koach Gavra implies that we need intent. Masha'enkin, in the world of Adam, we need a Masa, even if the Masa is done without intent. And so, that which Tosis is asking, since when, in other words, are you Chayev on Koach Sheni, that's a good question in the world of Retzach. But it's very problematic to apply that terminology to the world of Nezikin. Yes?
Don't we have a lashon in the second paragraph that even within Sochus it holds Kochos Kegufo, but maybe the Gemara's Rabash is stopping, is Koach Kocho considered Kocho?
Koach Kocho is not Koach Sheni.
It's not the same
thing. No. The Gemara never uses the phrase Koach Sheni in Baba Kama. Koach Sheni is in Sanhedrin. That's what the Gemara is pointing out. That Koach Rishon, Koach Sheni, these are sugyas in Sanhedrin and in Chulin. When we're talking about Retzach, and we're talking about, maybe when there's a din of Gavra, when the Gavra is a person can be a Gavra or a Chetzah, right? When the person is a Gavra, when he's behaving as an individual, and he's coming with initiative, that's Koach Gavra. And then the question is, at what point does Koach Gavra end? And so Koach Gavra, we say, ends at Koach Rishon, and then we move over into Koach Sheni. Koach Sheni is no longer Koach Gavra. But in terms of, as you point out, there's a din of Koach, but what we're dealing not with the world of Koach of Koach Gavra. When we're dealing with the world of Maase Adam, so we say, Kocho is his Maase. And that's the world of Isha Misham Chitza. It's Kocho. And there we have a din also of Koach Kocho. But that's, it's simply a different terminology. So it could very well be, and that what Tosa says may be correct, but the terminology that he's using is he's bringing in from a different world. Okay, that's exactly what Reb Chaim is saying. You can't speak about Koach Gavra in the world of Nezikin. We speak about Maase. And again, the Nafkamina is the person who stands up without being aware something was on his lap. In the world of Shchita, Pasul, there's no Koach Gavra. In the world of Nezikin, Chayav, it's the Maase of the individual. So the Maase and the Koach Gavra have different criteria. Okay. Beseder, Ehe'ora. Beseder, okay, so next time, Belineder, we will begin with the two dots. Tana Be Rav Oshia, Shloshes Rei Avos Nezikin. And we'll go through the Shloshes Rei Avos Nezikin. So there are those that are a little simpler. Like Shomer and Trei Gavnei Adam, you have over here Rashi and Tosus on the page, and those that get a little more complicated, like Eid Zomein and Menasseh. So there we'll begin with Rashi and Tosfos, but even Tosus himself tells us, look elsewhere if you really want to understand the din of Menasseh, so we will follow Tosus' trail and look elsewhere as well. So I'll give you a page of my Makamos, but basically go through the Braisa of Rav Oshia, with Rashi and Tosfos, and then we'll move to other Rishonim.
There's elsewhere in Baba Kama and in Sanhedrin, which just makes this assumption.